week's parasha presents us with a fascinating contrast between two groups of people. The pasuk says that the Nesiim brought the Avni Shalom and the Avni Miluim. And Rashi there comments that the word Nesiim is written chaser, without a yud, because the Nesiim were misatzel, they delayed in donating to the Mishkan. So the pasuk takes a letter off the name. At first glance it seems strange. Chazal tell us that the Nesiim said they'll give whatever B'nai Yisrael leave out. Whatever is missing from the items that are needed for the Mishkan, they'll be mashlim. They seem to have been very generous. So why does the Torah criticize them? The answer, says Reb Pam, is that the Nesiim didn't jump at the opportunity to donate to the Mishkan. And that showed that something was missing from their enthusiasm. If they really had a burning desire to donate, then they wouldn't have been able to hold themselves back from giving something right away. This is one group of people that we find in this week's parasha. But the Torah also introduces us to a second group. The pasuk says, "Vayavo kol ish asher nesa'o libo." All those who had a heartfelt desire to build the Mishkan came to help. Apparently, Bezalel wasn't the only one who built the Mishkan. He was in charge, but there were many others who helped him as well, who helped him finish the job. How do we understand this? It would seem that the building of the Mishkan required a detailed knowledge of carpentry and weaving. The artisans had to know how to work with fine metals, with precious stones. It wasn't simple work, it was melechas machsheves, as the pasuk says. How were Bezalel's helpers such skilled craftsmen? They had worked for years in Mitzrayim building large structures with bricks and cement, but they had never before done the kind of fine work that was needed to build the Mishkan. So how did they suddenly develop this ability, this know-how, to do such work? Ramban explains that that's why the pasuk says, "Kol ish asher nesa'o libo," because it was their nesius halev, their genuine desire to help, that gave them the ability to do so. It was vayigba libo b'darkei Hashem, their desire to fulfill Ratzon Hashem, that gave them the greatness of heart, the gavhus halev. It gave them the understanding and the skill to accomplish the task. There's a popular saying that ein dover ha'omei b'fnei ha'ratzon. Nothing can stop a person if he has a burning desire to do something. What does this mean? There are many things we'd like to do, but we can't. What does it mean that ein dover ha'omei b'fnei ha'ratzon? I think the answer is twofold. First of all, sometimes desire can show us, it can reveal kochos that we never thought we had. When a person, for example, has a few midterms in 1 week, and he somehow gets the energy to study long, late at night, night after night, he pushes himself and somehow he's able to function on much less sleep than he normally does, that makes him realize that he's capable of concentrating for much longer periods of time than he thought he was able to. Sometimes desire can reveal extra kochos. But I think it's more than that. When it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, if a person shows a passion, if he shows a burning desire to accomplish, then he zochet the greater siyata d'shmayim. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Haboli tar nesayin osam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person accomplish and grow in ruchnis. And that siyata d'shmayim can enable a person to achieve far beyond what his natural kochos would allow him to do. Chazal say, "Im yom alecha adam yagati umatzasi tami." If someone tells you, "I worked hard, I put in effort, and I accomplished," believe him. The Mefarshim ask, why do we refer to the accomplishment of someone who works hard as a metziah? The word metziah normally is used when a person finds something by chance without expecting it. But if he puts in effort, then he's earned his accomplishment. So Chazal should have said, "Yogati v'gadalti, yogati v'hispakti." I put an effort and I grew, I put an effort and I accomplished. Why is the phrase yogati umatzasi? The answer, says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, is that when a person puts in effort, especially in Torah and mitzvahs, he often accomplishes much more than he could have accomplished through effort alone. It's through siyata d'shmaya that he's able to get a mitziah of accomplishment, far beyond what his efforts would have achieved by themselves. That's how even people who didn't have the natural creative talent to build the Mishkan were able to help Bezalel, because they had a burning desire to help. The Torah alludes to this idea in Parshas Kisisa, when it says, "Ubalev kol chacham leiv nasati chachma," HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I've given chachma to chachmei leiv to be able to build a mishkan." What is a chacham leiv ni chachma? The answer is that a chacham leiv is not someone who has chachma; it's someone who wants chachma. Someone who has a passion for chachma. Such a person is given extra chachma. He's given the ability to accomplish even more than his natural talents would allow him to do. It's not easy to push ourselves. We're all under so much stress, so much tension and pressure. Sometimes we feel frustrated. It seems like the midterm season lasts forever. It really does. What can we do to remain strong in our learning even in the face of such pressure? It's a complicated question, but I think part of the answer is that we have to show what's in our hearts. If we show that we have a ratzon, that we have a sincere desire to grow and to achieve in ruchnius, then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us extra kochos. Haboli tar mesayin oso. We'll all get extra kochos so that we'll be matzliach on all of our exams, while at the same time we'll be able to continue to grow. To grow to even greater heights as B'nai Torah. Shabbos.